Maseches Chulin has been dedicated in honor of Leslie Westreich, Elazar Meir ben Harav Yehoshua, a great chavrusa and friend. The following shir was delivered by Rav Eliezer Cohen, Reish Koilel of the Cleveland Choshen Mishpat Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center.
Today's shir is on Chulin Daf Lamed Ches. The Gemara discusses different levels of a mifarcheses. Now, today, generally speaking, the mifarcheses takes place on the shlachtos floor right afterwards. Sometimes the animal will fall out of the box that contains it and start kicking around. Therefore, the shaychtim have on site, or sometimes there's chains that they'll try to throw around the foot of the animal. Some of the workers there, usually the Gaiish workers there, are more nimble and quick at throwing these chains around the feet, or else the animal is going to start kicking around and either hurting someone or splattering blood all over the place. So to deal with these mefarcheses issues, they try to quickly grab the animal off the floor. Sometimes it stays in the box. This has a heavy door, and in order for it to get out, it really has to kick around really hard. So by the time it finally slides out the door, it's finished kicking around. That's usually the general way that it's done with the gases, with the big animals. Just wanted to say over an interesting story which I heard from Rav Moshe Heinemann on a shir which he gave Le'ila Nishmas of Belsky, Zichrono Livracha. He said over that one time he was in one of the plants, the Schlachtheisen, that the Starke gives the Hashgacha on, and the Shaykhtim came to him with a complaint. The Shaykhtim came to complain that the animals, the dairy cows, the ones that are giving milk, when there's a shipment of older cows that come in, it's usually a shipment of around 40-something cows per truck, they give those cows precedence, and they shech them, they slaughter them, actually, they kill them off right away. They don't use those cows for the meat, because they have high-level treifas shilas, there's lots of treifas in them, and therefore, they just knock them off, they shech them off right away. So the shechtim complained that, why is it that they interrupt the process with these shipments, and they don't wait till the end of the day. They don't wait simply till the end. And then after the shaykhtim leave, then they should be able to process these with the gaisha workers. There's no need for the shaykhtim to sit around as this slaughtering takes place from the animals that are anyways not going to be used for the kosher meat sales to the kosher meat stores. So the Rav Moshe Shlita felt that that was a valid a request, and he went to speak to the owner of the factory of the Schlachtos, the non-Jewish owner, and he told him about this request of the Shaychtim to postpone the slaughter of the dairy cows all the way to the end of the day. And the owner told him something very fascinating. The owner says that the way it works with these animals is that the dairy cows obviously are used mainly for milk throughout their life, but towards the end of their life they stop giving milk, and they're getting weaker and weaker, and the nature of the system is that they'll send the dairy cows to the Schlachtos mamash, like right by the end of their life. So when he gets a shipment, there's a real live risk that an animal could suddenly just drop dead right there in the slaughterhouse simply from age and weakness. And there's legally an animal that dies is not able to be sold off as part of the beef production, and it simply has to be disposed of. So that's a loss for him. Each head, he loses money on each head that dies there. So a way of avoiding it is he immediately puts them into the process. He sort of ahead of all the other cows, and just puts them right through in order to quickly slaughter them before they die. So it's actually almost like a geisus, the animal, by the time it comes into the factory. And these animals are quickly slaughtered and processed right away. So even though it's not a real mefarcheses, but the concept of a geisus coming in to be shechted is pretty apparently something that could still happen today. So based on this, this is actually the reason why today there's no problem, why we don't say that there's a problem of drinking Chalav Yisrael milk or any milk from an animal, from a cow, even if they find treifas in the cows, is because usually the treifas are found in these older cows. The older cows are the ones that have these severe issues. So one of the reasons, I should say, is because the Roy Behemoth Sheiris, the concept of Roy Behemoth Sheiris, is usually going to be applicable today to most cows, for the younger cows. It's actually interesting to note that depending on where in the United States these cows are bred will actually directly influence their health. It's known that the animals in the tri-state area, apparently due to the pollution or whatever, they have more instances of treifas in them as opposed to the animals that are out in the fields in the middle of America, in the Great Plains and stuff like that, where the animals are fed and there's much less pollution there. It's much more of a natural way that they're brought up. So therefore, we can still apply, as far as Chalav Yisrael milk goes, Roy Behemoth Sheiris. There's another shaila in animals as far as their kishkas, the treifas that go on in the kishkas, which was the famous shaila that of the animals that had they would puncture their stomachs because they had this sickness that was called bloat. Bloat is a sickness, where the animal is not fed what the usual animals are fed today in the industrialized countries, which they usually feed grain and corn. But animals that are fed, that are grass-fed, or they're pasturing, so the grass, sometimes, the way the nature of the animal is that when the gas builds up in their stomach from the grass, the animal will usually belch, and it will let out these gases. However, when the animal cannot release the gas properly, it develops this sickness called bloat, and bloat is actually a fatal condition for the animal, and the only way to deal with it, or one of the main ways, I should say, that they dealt with it for many years, is they would puncture the rumen, the stomach, the carcass of the animal, with a tool called a troker. A troker is actually something that's sold in the farmhands. They carry them around in their belt, and as soon as they see an animal with bloat, they'll just, in a very primitively, just right away jab the animal and make a hole to allow these gases to escape. So when they made these holes in the keras, that created an issue of a treifa, which I'm sure is going to be discussed in the shiurim on Eilu Treifas at length. I just wanted to speak out this discussion as well, since it's similar to the beginning of the shiur, which, by the way, this discussion is quoted in the Sefer Chulin Illuminated, Timunei Chol, in the back, a very fascinating and comprehensive discussion, where he collects the many different issues that go into this. And just as a brief summary, he points out that sometimes you can even, and after the animal is shechted, you can look at the carcass, you can actually see grass coming out of the hole that's poked into the stomach. So mamash, a real treifa. So in order to be able to identify these psulim, especially in the country in Uruguay, they had this problem, and there was different levels of bloat. Sometimes it would have a certain froth in it that would clog up the opening to the esophagus, and it wouldn't be able to properly belch out the gases. So it would become more and more common where the animal would get this bloat, and they would stick this needle into the stomach and create this hole. So that was a problem of treifas in the animal. And what ended up happening is that some companies removed their shechita from Uruguay because they were not happy. They were not able to stay on top of the animals to check them properly, and therefore some removed their shechita. However, a majority of the different kashas, Vadei Kashas, they still do give the kashas on the shechita in Uruguay. And that is because there are professional baitkim that check the animal after the shechita. They check inside around the keres, and they look through for different scars. There are different scars that are indications of different kinds of punctures with different kinds of tools. Some of them are less problematic, but some are very problematic. And therefore, the current procedure is that they will rely on these bedikas, which take place where these professional baitkim who check thousands and thousands of stomachs of animals are able to identify these spots. Some are dark spots, some are white spots, big spots, little spots. There's all different ways of identifying it. And even though it is a difficult thing because it's the stomachs of the cows are very heavy, and to constantly manipulate these stomachs to look around, the baitik has to have the assistance of another worker, or else it simply is going to tire him out. So therefore, many agencies they'll open it up and some will even open it up and check inside and to look for these spots, and based on that they'll reject the animals that have this issue of bloat. And based on that, the hashgacha is given on the rest of the animals that come from your way.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-VAAD 8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.